Accident prevention. This is where we start getting into, again, the responsibilities of that director level two. So accident prevention. We want making sure before we let participants on the course, the staff have checked out all the elements that are going to be used to make sure that if there is a horizontal beam that's been exposed to the weather, it'll be safe to operate, safe to use. No splinters hanging out, no hidden wasp's nests, stinging ants, that sort of thing. We want to make sure that it's safe. On the ground, are there thistles? Out at Camp Snyder, there are some of you who've been out there have noticed there's a lot of blackberries, and they're going to get really thick later on in the year. And oh, by the way, about the third week in June, July, somewhere around there, you want to bring a bucket out to Camp Snyder and fill it up with some of the juiciest blackberries you're going to find anywhere. There's also places, if the bushes aren't too thick, we have poison ivy. So be very, very careful of that.
Yeah, and poison ivy is a multiple problem. One, it can cause some, not necessarily long term, but it also can be a huge detraction for people that are known to be allergic to it because it'll grab their focus and attention.
Thank you very much for that, Larry, because you brought to mind something else too. The other reason for walking through the course is to alert any animals that are sharing the space that they need to go and hide for the duration that we're there. We are blessed of having some rather healthy snakes out there. They're non-poisonous. They eat mice. They scare rabbits. But they can definitely capture people's attention, and usually in a negative way. By the way, if you see a snake out there and it's moving very slowly, please let me know about that. That usually means that it's sick and needs to be attended to. Handling reptiles that are ill is not a good idea. And you're right. People who are sensitive to bee stings can get distracted. I tend to react badly when I see a wasp 6 inches away from my face. On page 58, it talks about during operation of high elements, a director level two instructor should wear a harness or helmet. We prefer to have all staff wearing helmets and harnesses. If I'm the director of level two, I can climb, but in the past year or so, I've been having difficulty with gout, so it can be a rather iffy proposition as to whether or not I can stand without pain. Climbing then gets a little complicated. Plus, we have people like James Miller and Chuck Gandy who are very good at climbing, and I will very happily relegate to them in case somebody needs to go aloft to do something. Plus, I've seen many of you in action, and you can climb a lot better than I can. But we need to be prepared at all times to be able to intervene. Director level two. Well, basically, the things that are in accident prevention talk about the person who is in charge defining what the standards are that the rest of the staff will follow. And we want to make sure those standards are all related to safety. If something bad happens, what do we do? All of you should know the basics, but it's that the director, level two, their call as to what that next action would be. And hopefully that next action will be, yes, you're right, do it that way.
And theoretically, if I read it correctly, there should be a set of procedures for, how do we say it, the reasonable things that you can expect. You'll always be surprised, but things that are reasonably expected if something goes wrong, there should be a set of procedures describing how to deal with that so there is no, to minimize confusion.
Right. Now, there is an emergency action plan. I participated in the drafting of it, and I need to go back to the author to find out where my copy is. But Camp Snyder has one, and I believe one is going to be developed for Goshen Scout Reservation. Those documents are excellent reading. prior to going out on the course, when we're on the course, excellent opportunity to practice, particularly when you have a group of older scouts, and play let's have an emergency. So you hand them that little card, or you brief them on, you climb up this high, do this, hang out, scream like crazy, and see who reacts in a positive way, and then we process the event afterwards. That is a lot of fun. I love doing those type of games. So please look over the items on pages 58 through 60. There's a lot of words, but hopefully it gets across the idea that always be thinking what could go wrong and what would we do in the event it did go wrong. And more importantly, right before something went bad, what would be those signs?